Stockbroking advisory firm AdvisoryMandy.com Limited has raised $36 million, 258.83 crore rupees at current exchange rates, in funding from the Switzerland-based EST Capital, according to media reports. Advisory Mandy founder Kaushlendra Singh Sengar said the company will use the funds to strengthen its ecosystem through integrating multiple stock brokers, insurance brokers, asset management companies and research houses to build a multilingual investment platform. And NBSP. He said the firm will start the process with equity, commodity and currency assets classes, Mint reported. Advisory Mandy and EST Capital Didn't and Number 39, T immediately respond to VC Circle queries on the details of the funding. Advisory Mandy was founded in 2015, and has over 260 analysts registered with the Securities and Exchange Board of India that provide their services to users of its platform, according to its website. The Noida-based startup says it provides investors with a simple process to select the analyst of their choice, and also provides a mobile app to allow them to contact their advisor on the go. The firm also provides services such as daily, weekly and monthly reports and real-time chat. EST Capital says it is an intermediary between traditional finance and emerging digital trends, and that it has an expertise in diverse financial instruments, with the capability to combine and customize investment opportunities for its clients. Deals in the investment segment. Deals in the investment segment have picked up lately, although they have tended to focus on the family office and advisory domain. Last month, US-based Tiger Global invested $15 million, around 107.88 crore, in iEnd Wealth, an artificial intelligence-based wealth management venture founded by Ibibo founder Ashish Kasyap. In July, incubation and accelerator platform Venture Catalysts invested an undisclosed sum of money invested, an investment platform enabling Indian investors to invest in the US stock market. The investment was part of Vested Finance Incorporated and Squo's pre-seed round, with the company using the funds to launch its product in India.